for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. I'm serious.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God this morning. Father God, we thank you for another day, for another opportunity, Lord, to get it right. If we miss something, we have another opportunity to get it right. Well, I made it. You made it through the 8 days. Praise God. I tell you, a lot of things happened during these 8 days. So you made it. And I'm going to just share with you this little message that the angel gave me this morning. It's so short. It is so short. Number one, the angel told me, he said, remember what your scripture has been that led you in your life. I said, yeah. I said, I remember when I remembered it, when I said it to memory, because it was so short. My scripture that has led me for 30 plus years, along with all the other scriptures, but the main one was Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. If it was any scripture that I really, really, really relied upon, it was Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. You see, excuse me. When I finished yesterday, and I was praying with the person, you know, and they were saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You did it. You alone. You did it, God. You did it. And the angel said, that was the wrong prayer. I said, what you mean? She said, God didn't do it alone. He said, God moved on a human being, and that human being said, I'm going to give up 8 days of their life to do the will of God according to the plan and the purpose of God. He said, if they would have prayed correctly, they should have said, thank you, God, for the obedience of your servants. Not just me, any servant. He said, she forgot to thank God for your obedience. I said, is that really necessary? The angel said, yeah. He said, because you could have said no. And you would not have been one step step out of the favor of God if you had said, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to do it. And I said, huh, why? He said, because you have a free will too. He said, that's part of the problem. Until people can learn to honor and respect the God in each other as brothers and sisters and fellow servants, he said, they're going to be off balance. He said, now you brought them to God. God brought them back to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit brings them back to the person that God has called and ordained and orchestrated to bring them into the knowledge and the wisdom that he has for them. He said, she forgot to thank God for you. I said, well, isn't that vanity? He said, no, that's called gratitude. He said, the church has lost its gratitude for its servants. And as long as these people keep running around here thinking that it's them, it's going to be a stumbling block. So I have a little message for you, and then I'm going off this morning. I have a lot to do. I do have a whole new way of ministering. But I believe that I'm kind of going to go private, because it's going to take God to move on the hearts of men and women. Yes, it is God. But whenever God is about to move in your life, he's going to use a man or he's going to use a woman to do that. And because so many reckless people have brought people to points of whatever, I don't know. But I'm going to share with you. It's very short. And then I'm signing off for today. I got a lot to do. I got a lot to think about. I got to finish some manual labor this is what the angel told me. He said, continue in your belief and faith in God. He said, brothers and sisters, you are at a unique point in your own life. And your own personal journey is unique unto you. Angel said, prioritize your actions in your strategy to live in Christ Jesus, which is your best life, both naturally and spiritually. You are at a unique point in your own life, and your own journey is unique and personal to you. Your life in Christ Jesus began with Jesus and you, and it must always remain with Jesus and you realizing you are in Christ Jesus. But it is important when God said, love your neighbor as yourself. As you learn to love yourself, you must love your neighbor. Your life in Christ Jesus is supposed to only become stronger and reinforced by God and God's own Holy Spirit making it demonstrable through you by Jesus and God's own Holy Spirit abiding in you, leading you, guiding and instructing you. When you can learn to recognize, honor and appreciate Christ Jesus in your brothers and sisters, you will be at peace you will be made well and happy yourself. And you must be made well and happy yourself before you can make a positive, godly difference in the lives of those who matter to you. Allowing the Lordship of Jesus Christ to rule and reign within your inward man or your inward woman makes your spirit a priority. The position of your spiritual man or woman is a necessity. It is not a luxury. You are already far more equipped, powerful, and influential than you think you are. It is going to be important to cultivate the patience, perseverance, and love required to exert God's power through you. There is no quick fix for living life in the fullness of Christ Jesus. The only way to achieve this is to live through your experiences with God, prayerfully, gracefully, and positively, always standing upon God's word. There is no end, and there will be no end to personal growth through God, by Jesus, brought about by God's own Holy Spirit. There will always be something that can be improved upon without comparing yourself to other human beings. Learn your lessons through Christ Jesus so well that you do not have to repeat them. Have faith in God, and God's confidence in you, the power that created you, will flow in, of, by, and through you. Remember, there will never be an end to your growth in the Lord God, by God. That's it. That's all I have to say this morning. See you tomorrow.
in this mountain. Keep me in the valley.
She forgot to ask the Lord to bless you. That's the issue. That's the issue. Was it deliberate? No. But it should be automatic. It should be automatic. We have lost the ability. You can get it back. And you can remember next time in the realm of God, in the spiritual realm, blessings count